Psalm 77 and verse 12. Let's look at it. Everybody got it? I will meditate on all your work and muse on all your deeds. I want to talk about this morning how to face new challenges. How to face new challenges. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the worship. I pray that you would be pleased with us today. Forgive us of our sins. Clear our minds and hearts. We have all kinds of people with all kinds of issues, but today we're praying for your power and presence in this place. Would you speak to us now, Lord? We're listening. We love you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. How to face new challenges. Amen. Thank you, ushers. How to face new challenges. Each year, and as you probably have already experienced in your own life, each year we face different types of challenges. When we crossed over into 2016, we probably was not expecting. Isn't it amazing? Like when a new year crosses over, how new challenges come. I was talking to someone the other day, and they said that in December and January, there are more suicides, there are more deaths. You may have encountered, amen, a trial already this year, or would I say a challenge? Anybody facing a challenge this morning? Maybe a new challenge. I know myself, my wife and I, we're facing a new challenge already in 2016. We want to say that it's a new year and everything is going to be great, but the fact of the matter, or the matter of fact, is that we will face new challenges. The question is, how do you handle it? Do you crumble? Do you cry? Do you complain? Do you give up? Or do you face the challenge, amen, head on, and deal with it so that you can be an overcomer in spite of what challenges may face you? Some of us, we're facing a financial challenge. Some of us, we may be facing a physical challenge, a medical challenge, amen, a challenge that seems almost impossible, amen. And you're asking yourself, how am I going to do this? How am I going to face this? How am I going to get through this? And it's good to know, because from God's word, there's always a solution to the problem. Do I have anybody? I told you that in this particular psalm, the psalmist was at a place in his journey where he had lost focus. Amen. He had been in despair, and he showed us in the first half of the psalm how not to respond to challenges. Because oftentimes, I believe that we can learn from someone else's mistakes. Do I have anybody? The psalmist already says in verse 11, I told you last week, he says, I shall remember the deeds of the Lord. And I told you last week that if you're going to focus in the new year, amen, you must not always remember the negative things. Don't just focus on the negative things. You know, we could talk about all the negative things that has happened. I can actually list them for you if you want. I got a big list of some of the things that I've been through. But the psalmist declares to us, don't worry, don't focus on that. I told you last week that not only that, but don't forget what the Lord has done in your life. And when you look over your life, you can honestly say that when challenges come up, it comes up sometimes to cause us, it's either going to grow you or it's going to make you worse. Do I have anybody? And I don't know what challenges you're facing already, But the psalmist is trying to tell us something here. He says, I shall remember the deeds of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. And then he moves into verse 12. He said, look what he says first. He says, I will meditate. Now, this word meditate, it carries two ideas. Amen. It's not meditation as we may think. Amen. But it really means to murmur. Amen. In pleasure or in anger. Do I have anybody? By implication, the word means to ponder on something, but it carries the idea, the imagery, to either magnify something or to spend a long time concentrating on something. So the first thing I want to tell you this morning, if you're going to face these challenges and if you're going to face how to face new challenges, the first thing I want to tell you to do is don't magnify the problem. I wish I had somebody. I'm talking to somebody here tonight, this morning. You're magnifying your problem. You're making your problem a little bit bigger than what it really is. Do I have anybody? The devil wants you to think that your problem is bigger than your God. The devil wants you to believe, amen, that this situation you will never get out. May I say something to you? You serve a God that's bigger than your problem. Do I have anybody? It's bigger than man. It's bigger than anything. It's bigger than your job. It's bigger than your bank account. You serve a God that's so big that when you try to imagine all the things that he has done, it's impossible to remember all that he has done. Do I have anybody? And so oftentimes when challenges come, the first thing we do, rather than tackle it, rather than think about it, rather than ponder on it, we magnify it. Now, why did the psalmist say that I will meditate? Why did he say that? Because he knows if I don't stop long enough and think about it, I'm going to react a certain way. Do I have anybody? Do I have anybody that panic from the moment that something comes your way? You get panicky. You get to the point where you're not pondering on things. You're murmuring about it. You're complaining about it. You're magnified. And I'm going to tell you something. When you magnify the problem, you start complaining about the problem. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't magnify the problem. Don't magnify the problem, saints. The text goes on to say, he says, I will meditate on, watch this, on all, come on somebody, on all your what? Do I have anybody here can truly say you've seen the work of God in your hand, in your life? May I say something? When you face your challenges, when you face new challenges, the next thing you ought to do is don't minimize the power of God. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't minimize the power of God. God is powerful. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere at the same time. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or even think. But I want to talk to somebody here this morning. You got to look at what God has been doing in your life. You got to look and see that he is almighty. You got to look and see, amen, that when you minimize the power of God, when you minimize the power of God, you miss the message that God is trying to give you in the midst of your new challenge in a new year. Do I have anybody? And oftentimes we minimize the power of God. We maximize everything else, but we minimize the power of God. And I want to say to somebody here this morning, God wants to work in your life in 2016. God wants to do something different for you this year, but the only way that you can get to it is if you go through it. Do I have anybody? And listen, if you don't go through it the way you should, you'll find yourself maximizing, amen, the problem. Do I have anybody? I got one more point. I'm going to sit down. Look what he says next. He said, not only do I meditate on your work, but look what he says next. He says, I muse on your deeds. Now, that word muse, it means to talk, but it also means, by implication, to complain. See, oftentimes when we face new challenges, we complain. Am I right about it? Why me? Why God? Why is this thing going this way? Why? What? Why? And we keep asking why. But may I say this to you? My last point. Don't mess up by speaking negative. Say one more time. Don't mess up by speaking negative. I don't know how we're going to get the money. Oh, I don't think you're hearing me. We're going to get evicted. They're coming to get this car. Uh-oh. They say one more time they're going to fire me. Amen. You're messing up. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're messing up. You're messing up. You're messing up. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. How will you face new challenges in a new year? I'm going to speak those things as if they were, because my God is greater than my problem. Do I have anybody? He says, listen, I'm not going to trip, but I'm going to look at what the Lord has done. Listen, speak like you're going to make it. Come on, somebody. Talk like you're going to make it. Amen. And get away from those folk that keep trying to tell you that things are going to be worse than they are right now. Do I have anybody this morning who going to make it through this year when you face new challenges? Don't magnify the problem. Don't minimize the power of God. But lastly, look at the deeds. Look at the work that God has done in your life. Do I have anybody here this morning that can testify that God and only God is the one that brought you from a mighty, mighty long way? Do I have anybody here that can testify this morning that when I speak life, things come alive? When I speak death, things die. But I thank God this morning that I'm through messing up in 2016. I'm saying one more time, I'm through messing up. Because every time I say I can't, it seems like I can't. But every time I say I can, it seems that God makes a way out of no way. Do I have anybody? Thank God this morning that I understand I gotta accept the good and the bad. Thank God this morning that the psalmist came back to his right mind. He started to meditate. The Bible says that you ought to meditate on the word day and night. See, what you put in your mind is a reflection of who you are. If you read magazines, if you read the newspaper, if you're always on the internet filling your mind with negativity, then you will never see a way out of your situation. If you keep meditating on the bad stuff, good stuff will never come your way. But I thank God today. I know now these challenges that I'm facing this year already, I'm not going to magnify it. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to minimize my God, because my God is able. Do you know him this day? Do you know that your God is able? He can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or even think. Do you know him today? Have you tried him this morning? He's a good God. He's a mighty God. And when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You made a way out of no way. Pick me up. Turn me around. Place my feet on a solid ground. And I'm glad this morning that God is able. High five your neighbor and say, neighbor, he's able. He's able. He's able. I said he's able. And when you're facing challenges, You got to know your God and not your problem. Meditate on the right things this year. Muse on the things. Don't complain, but cry out. And God's going to make a way for you. It gets tough. I know it gets tough. But the psalmist helped me with something. I've been messing up. Nobody can talk to me. I got an attitude. I've been messing up because of what I'm going through. I ought to be mad at the whole world. No. No, he said, I'm going to muse on your deeds. When I think about what God has done, come on, somebody. Listen, this is why I say you ought to get you a faith book. Not a Facebook, but a faith book. And you ought to write down every morning, I'm up to 252 right now. Started last year, October. And every morning I write down something about what God has done for me. Every morning I write something down in my faith book, his deeds. And when I was going through this week, I went to my prayer closet. I shut the door on the world because I was facing a challenge. And guess what I did? I went to my faith book. My faith book got a bunch of mess on it. Couldn't help me. But I went to my faith book. What's true? What I've experienced. And the Lord showed me, I've done a lot for you, man. Meditate on what I've done. Listen, stop minimizing what he's done. I told my wife this morning, if you can pray, if you said you pray for something and it happened, you ought to be jumping up and down the fact that God heard you. Think about that. Listen, if God answers your prayer, how many of you hear he answered your prayer? Did he? Did he really? Then act like it. Live like it. Live like a God of the God of the universe heard you. And if he heard you before, come on, somebody. Hey, listen, money ain't nothing for God. Listen. He owns everything. But do you know what was the major point in this? Point number two. We minimize the power of God. Your child could be president. Amen. My daughter says she wants to be Miss Universe. She could be Miss Universe. In my eyes, she's Miss Universe. You follow what I'm saying? Dream big. Why are we dreaming so small? Yeah, I'm going through, but we got to dream big. It's not too late. Don't say you're too old, you're too fat, you're too short, you're too ugly, you're too thin. Come on, somebody. If God did not make us with imperfections, we wouldn't need God. Put that on Facebook. So I thank God today that I know how to face my challenge.